Discharged from Ellen White's service. The situation was so critical that Ellen White found she must discharge Miss Bolton from her employ, and do so at once. She wrote Fanny. The writings given you, you have handled as an indifferent matter, and have often spoken of them in a manner to depreciate them in the estimation of others. I mean now for your own good that you shall never have another opportunity of being tempted to do as you have done in the past. From the light given me of the Lord, you are not appreciating the opportunities which you have had abundantly, to be instructed and to bring the solid timbers into your character building. The work in which you have been engaged has been regarded as a sort of drudgery, and it is hard for you to take hold of it with the right spirit, and to weave your prayers into your work, feeling that it is a matter of importance to preserve a spirit wholly in harmony with the Spirit of God. Because of this lack, you are not a safe and acceptable worker. You have come to think that you are the one to whom credit should be given for the value of the matter that comes from your hands. I have had warnings concerning this, but could not see how I could come to the very point to say, "Go, Fanny, for then you plead, where shall I go?" And I try you again. On receiving this letter from Ellen White, Miss Bolton wrote a humble confession in which she acknowledged, "The bottom of all my trouble has been self, and that is satanic. I would keenly regret ever having had an association with the work, only that I still believe that God will work it for good. It is very clear that I did not have the exalted sense of its sacredness which I should have had. I have felt that I needed human sympathy and recognition, and this has led me to talk to others what I had to do to the work. This was self, of course, yet I must say what is only the truth, that I never cast a doubt upon the inspiration of the work. I have always declared and believed the testimonies, and have never felt to doubt their divine origin. My faith in the testimonies is stronger today than ever, and I feel that I want to put my whole influence on the side of upbuilding the faith of God's people in this great and sacred work. DF 445B, Fanny Bolton to EGW, February 9, 1894. On the advice of her fellow workers, Ellen White consented to give Fanny another trial. Later she wrote that Fanny's repentance was short-lived. Now, almost 2 years later at the Armadale camp meeting, with old friends and acquaintances, history repeated itself. This time Ellen White dismissed Fanny Bolton from her employ. In a letter to Marion Davis back at Granville, she reported, "Fanny represented that she and Marion had brought all the talent and sharpness into my books, yet you were both ignored and set aside, and all the credit came to me." She had underscored some words in a book, Christian Temperance, beautiful words, she called them, and said that she had put in those words, they were hers. If this were the truth, I ask, who told her to put in her words in my writings? She has, if her own statement is correct, been unfaithful to me. Sister Prescott, however, says that in the providence of God that very article came to them, Brother and Sister Prescott, uncopied and in my own handwriting, and that these very words were in that letter. So Fanny's statement regarding these words is proved to be untrue. She added, "If after this meeting Fanny shall come to Granville, you must not put one line of anything I have written into her hands, or read a line to her of the life of Christ. I would not have any advice from her. I am disconnected from Fanny because God requires it, and my own heart requires it. I am sorry for Fanny." To her son Edson she wrote, "Fanny Bolton is disconnected with me entirely. I would not think of employing her any longer. She has misrepresented me and hurt me terribly. Only in connection with my work has she hurt me. She has reported to others that she has the same as made over my articles, that she has put her whole soul into them, and I had the credit of the ability she had given to these writings. Well, this is the fifth time this breaking out has come. It is something similar to the outbreak of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, Only she has not those to unite with her because they know me and my work. She goes not only to those who believe and know me to tell her story, but she goes to those newly come to the faith and tells her imaginative story. The same sentiment is expressed as in. Again, Fanny wrote a heartfelt confession to Ellen White, 5 pages of contrition and repentance that closed with the appeal, "Oh, do let me be a channel, if it be ever so hidden. Do let me be a worker, if it be in ever so humble a spot. Now, while I make this request, I do it with all submission to the will of God. I am not worthy to ask anything of the kind. Do with me as it seems best." DF 445A, Fanny Bolton to EGW, October 31, 1895. But writing of Fanny to Marion Davis, Ellen White declared, "I am now relieved from this fitful, skyrocket experience. She seems to swell up into such large measurements of herself, full of self-sufficiency, full of her own capabilities, and from the light God has been pleased to give me she is my adversary, and has been thus throughout her connection with me." She recounted former warnings regarding Fanny's connection with her work, and her mistaken judgment in the course she should follow. She wrote somewhat in finality, "2 years ago he revealed to me that Fanny was my adversary, and would vex my soul and weaken my hands, but I was so anxious to get out things that I thought the people needed. Then came other trials in New South Wales, one after another, so, that I was not able to bear it. Oh, if I had only heeded the instruction given of God and let no other voice or influence come in to leave me in uncertainty, I might have been saved this last terrible, heart-sickening trial. I hope the Lord will forgive me and have mercy upon me, but to try this matter again is out of the question. I am willing her talent shall be exercised for all it is worth, but it will never be in connection with me. I have served my time with Fanny Bolton." So she conjectured. But there was a factor she had not taken into consideration. Some months later the Lord called it to her attention. Fanny planned to return to the United States, but was prevented from doing so by a rather prolonged illness. She stayed for a while at the home of Pastor Stephen McCullough in Melbourne, and then decided to visit Currambong. In response to a telegram from her, Ellen White arranged to have her met at 9 o'clock at night at the Morisset Railway Station and taken to the Shannon home. There, under the tender and discerning care of Sarah McIntyre, who gave her hydrotherapy treatments, Fanny's health began to improve. A whole year had passed since the Melbourne experience.